Namaste. It's the end of the year. Where did this year go? Oh my goodness. That's a serious question. And it begs an interesting contemplation about time, which each of us has done before, I'm sure, and might be doing right now. And in a conversation yesterday, group conversation, the idea of cycles came up. Someone said that's what they've been thinking of. And yeah, how natural cycles are. Cycles in our life, cycles in our mind. I don't know how often is the narration that's going on in our mind just a cyclic repetition of whatever. So cycles inside, cycles outside, cycles all around. As I come to the end of this year, it is with namaste in my heart and mind to you all. That goes out to the greater group field of everyone that is not here in person right now. Namaste, a deep bow of gratitude for you and who you are and how you are in this world. We are all a embodiment of potential. Vast potential beyond anything we can imagine, beyond any word ever spoken. And that is said to us by every tradition that has ever arisen in the human experience, that we are vastly more than whatever we can consider about ourselves or about one another. That's quite a contemplation. Do we believe it about ourselves? Do we open to that within ourselves? Do we invite it? And so namaste. Because namaste includes the connotation of witnessing. I see the God in you is often a translation. Nama is homage, homage to the excellence that you are. The supreme, the sublime. Namaste. We all just sit in that for a moment, witnessing and gratitude and honor, homage. And then, in order to go to the breath, the out breath, someone emailed me a wonderful sharing and a question. Always keep in mind that questions and sharings are absolutely welcome. And I do try to get back to those kinds of emails quickly. We can let go. If anyone still is struggling a little bit with the idea of effort vis-a-vis following the out-breath, just let it go. Each component of a meditation practice from anywhere on the planet, if it's considered a meditation practice, then each component has myriad levels of what can be behind that one component. Yet, all those levels have to begin at right here, right now. And that's one of the gifts of a meditation practice, a mindfulness, using the term as the Buddha used it, not as it now is being used, but to be thoughtful, to be aware is at essence what any component of meditation is supporting or calling us to, but often supporting. So the out-breath, simply being aware of the out-breath, trying to focus the mind and hold it there with, at first, definitely some effort. I mean, we have to call our attention to this one component of our breathing and of our moment of our physical manifestation. So sure, it's no different than feel your butt in that regard. There's effort, there's attention. Feel your butt. Okay, now you have, and now there's a sensation. So let go of effort after that initial kind of okay, breath out. Because we effort all day long. We even effort in our sleep to turn over or to whatever. Sometimes breathing is an effort. So the very first thing that it is offering to us is a noticing of how much we effort by actually letting go of effort. That's a great gift to ourselves. We don't realize that, especially now in a modern society, it's constant, the adrenaline and the cortisol and the, contraction of the muscles and oh my word. So it begins there. And it moves into, we could move into about release. And that was talked about last week. That it's about letting go. And the breath naturally is offering that to us, as well as the in-breath naturally offering to us about being receptive and receiving. And then if one even were to contemplate through the day, what are the ramifications and what are the layers and levels and deeper meanings of those two things? And right now we're only focusing on release, follow the breath out. And receptivity would be the other, receiving. To contemplate on that. Because now the effort has been brought forward, again, we can't go backward. So it's been said, it was said last week, it was said just now, but we will all notice it more. And that's a good gift to ourselves. Because who is efforting? What's that all about? It only has one root, and that's the self. So that anything that kind of mirrors back to that's a good thing too. It's very profitable to us to recognize that. So we smile together. Namaste. We are present. Feel yourself present. Not somewhere else. Not doing anything else. This is it. This was our choice. How wonderful. What a gift that we are sharing. We just be with that for a little bit. We are here now. Right here. Mind here. Emotions here. Presence here. Now. Then a new now arises. Are we still present here now? Mind, emotions, all our senses here, present. And we do that again and again and again. So that one day, maybe today, we won't have to remind ourselves about presence. Presence would be the habit of consciousness. So we call ourselves back once again, once again, once again, all through the day. And right now. And we notice all the variations on the theme of presence because we do it over and over again. There's a lot of variations on that theme, but they all have presence. How marvelous. Both, all of it. And all the while, breath is coming in and breath is going out. But don't shift out of presence to notice the breath. It was already there. In other words, we can get to the point, and it's most beneficial to get to the point of non-duality, where breath coming in and breath going out was already part of presence. We were already aware of that, just like we were already aware of our environment, of our periphery, of our center, of our wholeness in this wholeness of now. And now, within presence, we simply allow the out-breath. Have a little more emphasis for a moment in our mind. A few breaths. We're not measuring it. We're not counting it. We're not looking at it. We're just that little awareness on that one thing in our totality. The breath actually empties and goes into an emptiness. It goes into a void, which we have called interlude. And have the sensations of that. Not the story of it, not the words, the sensations. Still present. Ah, catch that story. It's not about the story. The narrative doesn't change the breath. It's just the sensations. We take a long, so deep breath together. Bowing to one another. Bowing to the wholeness and the amazing potential that is each and every being. Namaste. Ooh. 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 Love you all. Create your day.